Last time on Pain of Black.
Who is Pip Sasewa?
Pip Sasewa is the guy from Great Expectations. When he didn't know. And he was like, say what?
That guy's good.
Pip Sasewa was the American Indian who got taken for a fool when he sold Manhattan.
Three beads and a pile of yarn.
A couple clamshells.
Like, say, are you sure you want to sell this?
I got this really great deal. I sold that little island for this ball of yarn.
If Lou shaves, he could pass for nine, maybe?
I get my propeller hat and my bib. And I'm like, I'm only 6.5 years old.
You would get paid $1 million, but you had a finger banging corpse.
And all you gotta do is finger bang?
Yes.
Oh, I'd be Cactus Jack. Like, pew, 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 pew.
Oh, fuck it.
So, welcome.
I'll set my dick in its throat. I don't give a shit.
I wanna say.
I'd do it on a pay per view special.
I would butt fuck that corpse.
You could pay me in bitcoins. I wouldn't care. It'd be fun.
You could pay me in big pens. I won't give a fuck.
Right.
I'd beat up the corpse if it gave me extra money.
So they say. It's all about. I'm the one that you comes around, asshole.
Oh, I thought you meant like his accountant or something. Like, okay. Don't worry, guys. You're still in the black. Just stop buying WWF belts.
I actually got to show you that. I have
you really need to cut down on your budget of pit bulls and shotguns.
Yeah. You are single-handedly keeping Amazon in business.
So, ladies,
how many of these pop vinyl figures do you own?
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you
there's no trading value.
Welcome back to the Paint of Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
So I actually received a text message this week from the reanimated corpse of Dave Namer.
Did he make it back?
Explaining why he said Great Expectations for Pip Sasewa. He's like, Pip was the character of that book. I'm like, that's not why we were laughing, you drunk bitch.
I got the joke.
Yeah.
He was like, what?
He was fishbowl-eyed drunk. His pupils were swimming around in his eyes.
Oh, I wish that would happen to me. It'd be so cheap to get drunk.
He's like, oh, remember when he first came in, he was like, Cats, bring these tequila beers in here. Yummy. weird thing to say to your friend.
It didn't work too well for him.
Nah, he had like, I want to say legit, 3.5 beers tops. And he was out of control drunk, up in my sink.
Kind of the redeeming part of last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a good episode, man.
Well, if you don't count.
No. That was just, you know, a nice editing, but we had a good episode.
Somebody, for brevity's sake, we'll call him Daniel K. No, too obvious. D. Kane.
You know what? I love that we're creating this sort of universe for you, where you have this gay hairdresser.
You got the super
Jew accountant. You know, who's next, you know? Who's going to be the next guy?
Like Tony Knuckles or something like that? My limo driver?
His cousin.
Right. Paulie Wong, that's my limo driver.
Let's go ahead and get intros out of the way. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yeah.
And there's Lou.
Hey.
And to make up for some of the super aggressive rapey talk last week, we run in women. So you heard Jillian.
Hi.
And Danielle's back.
Hi, guys. I missed you.
Welcome back. How was everyone's week?
Oh, man. I got kicked out of a wedding party, man.
See, I know this story. It's delightful.
It's an epic story. I ditched my friend's quinceañera. you know, he became a woman that day, so it was a real big day for him. He turned 33, and he got really mad at me, and he's like, you're not in my wedding, and neither is your girlfriend or your mother.
And you probably threw confetti in the air at him celebrating.
He went, yippee!
I don't have to do that dumb shit.
I was like, I had a donkey show lined up for your bachelor party. Well, actually, I didn't because it's illegal, but I was trying to. I was really trying to, man.
His backup was midgets.
He bought a donkey off Amazon.
I was messing with midgets. Like, I had their numbers in my phone. But, yeah, so he got all mad. And then a friend of the show, Justin, he's no longer the best man. He's like, I don't care what happens. His man hugged him 3 times that day, and he stood up for himself. And he was like, no, I am not being your best man, and you stalk women in their windows.
And that day, his dick grew 3 sizes that day. In fact, the second he stood up to his brother, was like, you hear that?
Zip flop.
I bailed on that birthday party. I would bail on that wedding.
There was a lot of drama. There was I mean, I kind of wish I went. There was two cryouts. There was cussing. There was calling of parents and tattling. Ooh. There was
at 33. At tattling, 33. I'm impressed.
There was Fred showing up late drunk. There was Miller just being shocked. Just absolutely appalled by the whole thing.
And picking up the entire bill.
And picking up the tab.
And his retort was to pick up the whole bill to show he didn't give a fuck. But it was a bonkers Saturday over here.
Lou's giving me the unspoken symbol to move on.
Oh, all right.
Which is the...
That's all getting cut out. All right.
The eye roll.
You know what? Not even really.
He gets me that.
You know, I like to go on Twitter and try and get some people to give us questions and such. And I sort of got sucked into this conversation with our buddies at the offensive line. Mostly about ass play and sucking dick.
Well, their host is gay, so
yeah. Well, yeah. And how
and,
often do...
And booty goblins.
Well, I don't know.
What's a booty goblin?
Some weird thing that they made up. Some goblin with a gigantic ass.
I saw your illustration. Did it have a Colonel Sanders face?
Yeah. He's like a Southern lawyer. Like, I'll defend you for now.
He's got that necktie that Colonel Sanders has.
Yeah, like and suspenders.
The full-on little facial configuration.
Basically, looks like a plantation over with a fat ass.
Basically.
All right. What do you say we start the show proper?
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
My apologies out of the way. I'm doing this off my phone today, so it's a little weird.
Pete's got a flip phone.
Yeah.
He does not.
You got to type this in.
When he's not reading the news, he's playing Snake.
I know.
He's T9ing.
My game of Asteroids has to come home.
What's that game where you're like the drug lord? It was on all the those Texas Instrument phones.
Just say Snake. All right, Anyway, mm-hmm. Brian, this is for you. Soccer story.
Oh, awesome. Ole, ole, ole.
Jay Hart is a striker for a semi-pro British soccer team.
Are you sure
team.
He's not a goalie?
Clitheroe is the name of the team. Semi-pro British soccer team.
He's a proper footballer.
This guy, though, he's in trouble this week because he was caught on video fucking a fan in the dugout in his warm-up gear.
That's only the most baller thing you could do. He fucked her proper.
Yeah. Here's my favorite part, though. It was ladies' night.
Of course it was.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah, this guy's in trouble. He was in a relationship with a dumb-named person. Brioni Hibbert. A lot of Y's in there.
Nah, Brioni Hibbert. You couldn't have pegged that bitch better.
I was in Brony Hibbert. That's fun.
Damn. Was he banging the dugout? He was on Titantron or something? How the hell? How bad was it?
He's on the love cam.
Here's his excuse. I'm full of regret. I had a couple of drinks. I was away from everyone. Thought I was hidden.
He is a baller. For the simple fact that he had a couple of drinks before he played a soccer match. That's all running, man. You'd be yakking everywhere if you had two beers and try to run.
And then try to run around?
Yeah.
That was my first thought. I was like, how the fuck is he a few beers deep?
Oh, that was an absolute firecracker, and the midfielder is throwing up.
That's not a flop. He's actually... Oh, he's sick.
They're coming in with the magic spray, spraying in his mouth. He's all right now.
You just need a little hydration.
He's asking for a gin and tonic. Someone get some beef eater. Go!
I'm sorry. You said magic spray in his mouth.
Yeah.
They spray the magic spray on there.
I thought you meant she was a squirter.
Was it? You know, the guys go down and they're just like, oh no, I broke my leg. And they come over with like an aerosol can. Oh, yeah.
I saw a little video this week of, I don't know what game it was from, but the guy was flopping. He was grabbing his leg. And the goalie to the other team just walks over, picks him up like a baby by his armpits and puts him on his feet. And then the guy's like standing there like, shit. Busted.
That happens a lot in soccer because there's so much flopping that like opposing players will lift up the guy who's like on the ground.
Yeah.
The guy would be like, oh no, don't lift me up. I'm so fucked up. And then you'll lift him up and he'd be like, oh, fall down or like stand up or whatever he's lying about.
All That's right. why they need to be trained how to go limp.
But this guy actually gave the like, oh, shucks arms. Like, oh, you got me.
You got me.
You know, if I was playing soccer, I would ham it up so hard.
If you were playing soccer, you would be the worst player ever.
Like, I wouldn't even be anywhere near the ball.
You'd be the guy napping on the sideline.
I'd just be tumbling, like, halfway down the field.
Lou's inclined. He's Lou Figueroa.
Yeah, I'd get up and do a cartwheel, go back into rolling, suddenly land on my back.
If you had a soccer body, you'd probably weigh, like, 80 pounds.
Yeah. I'm a stocky man. Hefty.
You ready for the next one?
Yes, go.
Please.
This is a tale of irony, straight from an Alanis Morissette song.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? A little too ironic. I really do think.
It's like me.
What? Why do you fuckers know that?
Because we grew up in the 90s.
Yeah, it is a catchy song.
Oh, stop. And, like, you don't know every word from that Lisa Loeb song.
I don't know
You couldn't avoid that shit. Come on.
It still plays now.
By the way, none of that shit is ironic. It's just unfortunate.
Dude, stop. Like, you don't know every word from that Lisa Loeb song.
I really don't.
You do.
You guys had MTV on blast, like, morning to night.
Yeah, we did.
You do really think now I want to sing Lisa Loeb. Every fiber of my being is holding back.
Go for it. Do it.
No.
Do it.
Danielle, why don't you just stay right there, and we'll go on the next story. Over.
No, Danielle, stay. I don't want you to sing now.
All right, what were we talking about?
Remember that part in the Alanis Morissette song where she was like, oh, the guy who was afraid to fly, and then he flew in a plane, and he crashed.
Yeah.
This is as close as you're going to get to that shit. Mm-hmm. There was a grandmother who was agoraphobic. So she spent...
What's agoraphobic?
Afraid of the outdoors.
Sorry, I wanted to do it with you.
Jinxie, oh, my God. Yes, they're afraid of going outside. So this woman spent nearly a decade indoors because of it. She finally builds up the courage to take a step outside. And she falls through an open manhole.
How's that even happen?
It's like rain.
Thank you.
Did she lose a quarter of her life like a turtle? Like...
You actually heard the sound from like when Mario falls in pit. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
What do they keep saying? Like they were like bogus or like when they fell into
Shell shock.
That's what it was. Shell shock.
You probably shell shocked your knees into like a million pieces.
That would fuck your whole shit up. Your knees, your ankles, your feet.
She's older too. Yeah.
She's if an older she wasn't grandmother. In a wheelchair, she is now.
Here's the injury list. Yeah. Two black eyes, broken leg.
Two black eyes?
What the fuck?
What, she get punched twice and fell down?
Her leg broke and kicked her in the face.
Here's my theory of how it went down. She fell straight down, her body just crumpled. Her eyes straight up just slammed into her bony ass knobby knees.
Two knees, boom, boom.
Here's her quote. I took a step over. Never in my life did I think there was a hole underneath.
Is she like retired old?
I'm picturing it. It's more funny that way.
I like it. She's pretty old.
Let it go. I like this.
I thought I had just fallen over. Next thing I remember was the pain. It was awful. I fell and smashed my face on the pallet. And I was in the hole with blood all over me, and I couldn't move. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I suddenly want a Werther's original so badly.
It will be bad.
Petridge Farms remembers.
I didn't notice the hole because I was so surprised there are black people walking around. Back in my day.
Why is this Negro boy wandering the neighborhood?
She's like that fucking like Samuel L. in Django. Who's that nigga on that neck? He ain't like the other Negroes.
Wow.
You win. You took it to a whole new level.
Why was that too far?
I'm making fun of old people. And you gotta you make them.
No. For everyone knows, practically all old people are racist.
They're all dead almost.
No,
I'm gonna go with Lou on this one.
Yeah, practically they try not to be, but they say
the fact that they try not to be means that they're not the original old.
My mother cannot get it through her head that it is not appropriate to call people colored.
I had a long conversation with your mom.
Oh, I know.
And all of my racist comedy was right in her wheelhouse. She loved it. Loved it.
And then, like, your grandfather...
He constantly goes to Jillian and rubs her head, and he's like, I got that black luck.
I was going to say, your grandfather, a.k.a. the king of the racists.
So this is not far-fetched to think that, you know, she's been indoors so long that she doesn't realize black people are free now.
That's why she went in. She saw the civil rights movement. She's like, trouble ahead. Went inside for a couple decades.
But it's every time, like my just said,
straight N-bombs coming out of her mom's mouth.
50 years from now, we'll be saying African Americans, and our kids will be like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Oh, damn.
I can't believe you said that.
They're called niggers.
She dropped the double A's.
And it went full circle. Full circle. Yeah. See that? Full circle.
I think what Brian just did there was actually a very smart commentary on the nature of offensive language and how... It's all nonsense words. Yeah. Anyway.
You know, it's all about the meaning behind what you say, not what you say. So.
Let's do another story. Mm-hmm. Let's get off this topic.
Pete's getting a little uncomfortable with his whiteness.
Yeah.
There's a colored girl
He's
in
like,
the room.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lord. Don't say no more, Emma.
Aren't you a spick?
I'm quietly minority.
He's like, let's get back to something safe, like Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
I get knocked down, and I get up again.
Is there a more inspirational song?
Song of my life, bro. Story.
I'll have a whiskey drink. I'll have a vodka drink. I'll have a lager drink. I'll have a cider drink.
The fact that you know that song is pathetic.
I had the CD.
You know, Pete has got like this CD. It's his like awesome mix.
It's in 95.
It's in his. It's on my playlist called Douche Mix.
I remember when you got that. It was your birthday / Christmas present, and you were just so bummed. You were just like,
because I realized they were terrible.
Auntie, whatever, just got me the Chumbawamba CD. I don't even like the one song.
That's right. I got it for Christmas while we were in high school that year.
Was it part of like? And now that's Hits by MTV.
No, it was like the legit
album.
Just Chumbawamba.
The only reason why I know the album cover is because of him, because he had it.
Yeah.
It was like that face was all distorted.
It was like a weird baby face that was pink for some reason.
Oh, gross.
Anyway, let's do another story. You guys know what Airbnb is?
Yes. Yeah.
A bed and breakfast.
Airbnb, the app?
In the air.
No. No, sweetheart.
It floats.
In a plane.
No, sweetheart.
Fluffy pancakes and fluffy eggs.
That's that house from Up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Jillian, will you explain?
You own or rent an apartment in the city, and you rent it out to other people like you're running your own hotel.
Yeah. So you could go on this Airbnb app and like find yourself a place to stay on the cheap.
Right.
This guy, a friend of his told him a story. He's like, I was going to stay at this Airbnb, but I found they had a bunch of sex toys visible in the photos on the app.
And that discouraged you. Why?
Well, that's when a light bulb went off. This guy, Darren McKeenman, realized there's probably a market for this. So he has started Kinky West Coast Getaway from in Vancouver Island in British Columbia, where you can rent yourself a sex dungeon.
I want to sex you up. Ugh, come stay at me.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
That's enough before we have to pay somebody money.
Yeah, seriously.
What? Well, they already got that Geico money, right? They had that commercial.
I'm pushing it real good.
I hate that commercial.
All right, backstory.
Here's what the guy said, though. He goes, people don't have to bring their toys on vacation now. We don't want these facilities used for anything illegal like prostitution, but hey.
Dude, if I had toys, I'd just bring them on vacation with me because who wants to have secondhand toys?
Toys are like toothbrushes. You don't share.
Ryan, you do own toys and you don't even know about it, do you?
I have a bunch of Funko.
Where's this guy?
No, I do own toys.
He puts on the blindfold. He feels a pinch.
Jillian, the whip and ball gag is not a toy, all right?
It's called
they have a purpose.
A cat of nine tails.
Yeah, and they use it in the Middle Ages.
He's like, Jillian, is
he calls the Benoit
tool?
Balls a sphincter relaxer.
His favorite is the pair of anguish.
That's when you put in the bottle and you open it up. Thank you, Big Book of Death.
Look, it's called a speculum, and they use it in medical offices.
Oh, he's like,
Jillian, bring me the stool softener.
Baby,
I'm stuffed up.
Better use three fingers, baby.
I'm sorry, I was a little horrified by the pair. I'm sorry. Lou managed to hit on the one piece of old medieval torture devices that I cannot stand. Yeah.
Further delving into fictional Brian's life. Okay, moving on.
All right.
Let's do a Boston story about a ninja.
I did not think
you were going to say ninja.
Yeah, I really didn't. I didn't either.
We've been going in this direction all episode.
That's you
every
guys.
Episode, Lou.
That's you guys. I talk ninja.
Yeah.
What's up, my ninja?
Oh, no. Now you talk their language, bro? What's up?
Ninjas? Hell yeah. I've been fans of their turtles for years. There's a guy who's
the race thing I've heard all night.
There's a guy who's been wandering Boston for a couple of years now. They call him the Brighton Tree Ninja. Basically, this guy pops out of the bushes, murders a tree, and vanishes into the night.
How does one murder a tree?
With a hammer.
That's a fucking fool's task.
This guy would either damage, chop down, or destroy young trees that were planted in Brighton.
I don't think you could chop down a tree with a hammer.
He would just cause real bad damage to it. I guess he also...
Were they like saplings? Because a hammer and a tree, I feel like tree wins.
Well, yeah, it's like new... It says right here, young trees. So maybe saplings.
Is he at large still?
Well, they say he's a master of evasion. So that hence the ninja. But they actually caught him on Wednesday.
Evasion must mean something different in Boston.
Right.
So, stupidity.
Yeah. cops set up some surveillance in the area around the Brighton Elks Club to try and nab him. And a 65-year-old man showed up, began attacking the tree with a hammer, and cops finally got their guy.
You'll never take me alive.
Yeah, so you got the hammer, see?
A ridiculous visual.
I'm the Brighton tree ninja.
Some old-ass man just going at it with a hammer. That's ridiculous.
Fuck your tree.
Right? What does he have against Mother Nature? Oh, Christ.
Let's see. He's facing 5 counts of willful and malicious destruction of property.
Willful and malicious destruction of property.
Yeah. Right. 1 count, possession of a dangerous weapon, a.k.a. hammer. And that's about it.
Does it say why he decided to attack trees?
He was pining for it.
Oh, Pete.
Puns. I like it.
Punlicious.
You were waiting for somebody to ask you that question. You were ready to go.
Just came to me.
Jillian loves
it. I loved
puns.
It. Yeah. That was fantastic. More. Encore.
That's it. Christmas time. Book of puns. All right. What do we got next, Pete?
Clowns.
I hate them.
Ugh.
I fucking hate them.
They suck.
I love that Krusty's everyone awesome. Hates them. Killer Clowns from Outer Look, Space was the greatest film ever made.
Knock his block off.
The only memorable clowns are the evil ones.
Ugh. I just don't like
Pennywise.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Talk about Krusty. What do you have to say about this?
What the hell was that?
Krusty's a drunk. You got the insane clown posse. The less said about them, the better.
Pennywise, he turns out
to
be a giant
spider at the
end of it.
Pennywise is a big spider. We remember the dark clowns. And we got a few here. Some people were protesting at a circus in California. I don't know why. I'm presuming over the animals or some shit. That's going on
right now.
Probably the
animals.
So these protesters maybe crossed a little too far into the picket line, maybe pushed a little too close to the big top, and they were assaulted by a gang of clowns.
That's terrifying. That's
hilarious.
Terrifying.
There's a bunch of honking noises coming at you.
They pulled up in a tiny car, yes! And 12 of them piled out.
22.
First, they were
the littlest one was the most vicious
hitting
one,
them with
too.
The first guy was just like, yo, fuck you, clown, right? And then the one clown got out. The second clown got out. After the 15th, 16th clown, guy knew he was in trouble. He's like,
clowns,
I can take 6-7 clowns, but...
The clowns are just surrendering.
There's a giant fire hose, a rubber baby.
No, the bottle of seltzer water, the East Branson one, it's full of acid. Shit got real.
A quote on the scene says, when you see me again, you better have a reason why you don't think we're fucking funny, or I'm going to kill your whole fucking family.
We're in a fish clown business.
I heard that somebody smashed the little one's bike and just punched his head off.
Knocked his butt.
That was the one dude. Uh-oh. That was the one dude that movie deserved it.
All right, so... clown started beating up a man who was over 68 years old. That's according to the quote.
Waka, waka. The horn noises.
Yeah. They hit him with a megaphone in the face. Lady clown started scratching his face.
Lady clowns?
Yeah. Lady clowns.
What's like J-Lo?
Yeah. That's your definition of lady clown?
Yeah, she's a lady clown to me.
I like that.
What?
J-Lo is a lady clown.
Yeah. She painted up fucking... big booty.
Cartoonish proportions.
Yeah, cartoonish proportions.
Is that a thing about lady clowns?
I feel like a lady clown would be Christina Aguilera. I'm sorry, I just said that right over here.
She's a whore.
I see her, and she just looks like a clown, and then I want to shower.
She's a bukiat.
A what?
Explain to us non-Italians.
A bukiat is...
a car of some sort?
No, a bukiat is a... is a slut in a, just a general woman of the night.
She sounds like more like
a cunt.
A bukakiat.
Bukakiat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bitch.
She's a hula.
I drive a bukakiat Z3 2014.
That was funny.
All right, so the clowns won, right?
Clowns win. Well, they're in jail.
It's only a matter of
$50,000 bail.
How many of them?
It doesn't say. It just says.
It just kept coming.
It just said army of clowns. Yeah.
You know, that was a mistake.
Which is my greatest fear.
Terrifying.
That was a big mistake, introducing them to the prison system. Because if a normal man gets bitten by a clown,
he
becomes a clown.
We got a clown outbreak.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Becomes a were-clown.
You got to destroy the head or sever the funny nose.
I'm sorry, wait, time out. They use zombie logic?
Yes.
Yeah, have you not?
Didn't
know
that?
Clowns?
Yes.
You got to chop off the head to kill them.
Remove the nose.
Or shoot them in the nose, yeah.
Well, I know.
Stomp on the giant foot.
No, but that wasn't part of the movie, though.
Stay away from
the nose, they die. But if they bite you, they don't. You know, that's not
zombie logic. We're not going with killer clown logic. We're going with real world scientific fact.
This is the real fucking world, man.
Stop
movie.
Projecting onto movies, man. We're trying to create awareness here.
Their heads aren't full of confetti.
No, cotton candy, maybe.
If you see.
If their heads were full of cotton candy, I'd be killing clowns.
If you see colorful parachute pants, it might not be MC Hammer. It might be clowns. that are coming to do felonious acts. Yes.
Right. They bite you, you get the full Bozo Titus.
Yeah. Yo, it's like in the movie The Warriors, right? It's like, come out to play.
Clowns, come out and play.
I'm getting the fucking chills, man. I'm like, where are the clowns? I'm dreaming of clowns tonight. It's going to be a bad evening.
Clowns!
All right, we got a story out of Asia. Final story for the evening. Aww. In China.
Aww. News.
Ah, soul. In China, there's a belief that the more people you have at a person's funeral, the greater their afterlife is going to be. It's just like it brings prosperity to their afterlife. So what would you do to bring heads to your funeral?
Pay them?
Strippers.
Strippers? Brian. Did you read this story?
No.
Are you magic?
I just would bring... That brings the heads in, bro.
China is now trying to stop the hiring of funeral strippers.
Oh, my God. That's Come disgusting on. And amazing at the same time. Oh,
don't yes. tread on me, bro.
Come on. First you block my internet, and now you try to fuck with my funeral strippers?
Right. First you say General Chow's not real, and now this?
Also, I was like... They have that, like, serious picture of the guy who died with, like, the Chinese writing behind him.
Why do you know that?
Well, a lot of kung fu movies. And then what could break the ice better than just voluptuous yeah. Asian strippers?
We are here today to commemorate the pass of my Uncle Jiwa. She's my cherry pie!
She's doing, like, a booty dance directly on the corpse's head.
Every time I think of strippers, I think of Lost in Translation. And I just think, ass, titties, ass. And
greatest song ever. Ever.
You know what? Like, what would be great is if they prop the guy up in a chair.
And get him.
And then he gets to dance, yeah.
And here's the thing, Brian, would you spend money on this for your funeral? 2,000 yuan, a.k.a.?
It's like 50 bucks.
Yeah.
$322.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
100%.
And you're dead. You could afford it.
100%. I would love for them to do that and then catapult me to the next town.
That's cheaper than a coffin.
It is. It's cheaper than everything at a funeral. It's cheaper than the coffee and cookie.
I like it. It's cheaper than the flowers.
That being said, I want it. If I die tomorrow, I am now on record.
I will take full responsibility of your funeral, Pete, and you will have the most voluptuous, dirty stripper.
Look, I don't have a will, so this is the closest thing I have to public record of what I want. Mm-hmm. I want a funeral with strippers and then throw my body in a ditch somewhere.
I would love,
Brian,
if you died tomorrow, Pete, I would sit you next to me as a corpse. We would get a double lap dance and I'd be like, this is the way he wanted it.
Yeah, put a beer in my hand.
It's beautiful, guys.
Or a scotch yeah. or something.
You need to motorboat the corpse. Turkey. She's like, oh, no, I don't really want to.
I like you made her Asian.
It's the way he wanted it. Yeah. It's the way he said he needed it.
Bitch, you making me lose face.
You just take weaken the Bernice my head like.
No. And then she takes her top off. She's about to tease. He's like, no. Other end.
Yeah.
Part my face and her ass like a bike rack.
I want you smelling like cheap pussy as you go in 6 feet deep.
The way he lived.
Yes. He died the way he lived.
Stinking of bad booze and cheap pussy.
It's a beautiful right. moment, guys.
Just open a couple of beers and throw them in there.
I'm not living long.
Sounds awesome when I die. I can't wait to die.
It's a good life. Leave a pretty-ish corpse? That's it for the news.
All right.
Who would like to play a game?
I would love to play a game.
Would you like to play a game?
Here we go.
Time to put your kid in the pants, in your pants now. We're about to play Boulder Dash,
Boulder Dash now.
Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
Alright.
Time to put your kid in the pants,
in the pants now.
We're about to play Boulder Dash,
Boulder Dash now.
Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
Guys, first time I've ever heard that song.
Okay, Danielle didn't even know about the saluting rule, but she was wiping the laugh sweat from her forehead, so I'm going to count it.
Yeah.
Jillian has to drink.
And she drank.
Oh, she's taking care of that.
Yeah, I don't think she has a problem with that.
Step ahead of you.
Yeah. I am crying.
You know what? I think it should count if during the do-do-do-do-do, I just go, like, make a flute.
You got to salute it. And that's yes, what we're about.
I'm crying right now. What just happened? Somebody tell me what happened.
If you like that, Danielle, watch the episode where we choose the song.
I can't watch it because you don't videotape it.
It's on YouTube.
No, it's not.
It is.
What?
It is.
And Lou did a lot of good drawings for it.
Yeah.
Wait, can I see you guys?
No.
Drawings of us.
Yeah, a lot of drawings.
I've told you a million times, you need to put a camera in here.
No, we couldn't.
It'd be great. Yeah.
We're a comic book company. We draw.
I get it. Yeah. But we're funny. So.
Remember our catchphrase, paint it black. They draw shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Tits.
All right. Who's ready for the game?
Let's get to the game.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
We have to define a word. Who is this person? What do these initials mean? What is this movie about? And what is this law? Person with the best answer gets a point. So we're going to start with Lou. What is the definition of prunella?
Prunella, Jesus. Prunella is the oldest vampire in existence.
Hey, Prunella. I want to suck your...
She just looks like an old-ass raisin.
Mistress of the dark. Prunella.
Yeah, you don't have to worry, because she moves mighty slow.
Wait right there, young fella.
And Danielle. also, she's also surprised that black people are freedom.
When did they let you out? Oh, that black blood is so much sweeter. Blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
All right, Danielle.
Damn.
Danielle, prunella to you.
I'm going to say that you eat too many prunes and you get the shit so bad you can't leave the house.
Get a bad case of prunella?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Not bad for a first answer. I like it. I like where your head's at.
Thanks.
I smell strong competitor.
You smell it?
Or I
have... On the prunella, you smell
it? I have
a
case of prunella. I can't tell.
Okay. Prunella is the number one drink by everyone over 65.
Mm.
Okay.
Ooh.
Prune juice?
It helps their bowel movements.
I think we got it.
Jillian?
We've all heard of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. This is Prunella, Queen of the Caribbean Queens Cruise Line.
Caribbean Queen!
She has the brunch hour that you will to die for. She's the greatest drag queen and empress you will ever meet. Prunella, Queen of the Caribbean Cruise Line. Thank you, everyone.
Billy Ocean, you're my favorite ocean.
Thank you, everyone.
Wait, was that a reference to just shitty celebrities on cruises? Or cruise ships constantly ending in vomit and shit?
No, it was referenced to
Priscilla. I think she tied together a few things on that.
I got a lot of things that was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, drag queens being at brunch, which I love, and just celebrities being on cruise ships. So, it was three things in one.
I really feel like drag queens should be at everything, and I just want to put that
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
This is a tough one. You all give quality answers. A little anxiety about picking a winner. It's giving me a case of the Prunellas a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Prunella's rough.
I gotta say, they're very prompt.
Would you like some Prunella to pass that through?
I gotta say, they're very prompt answers, too.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
No one had to think. We all had it.
I do have to go with my gut, though. And the thought of being chased by an old-ass vampire is very funny.
I saw her in my mind, and I got scared.
Yeah, Jillian, I gotta tell you, close second.
She looks a lot like Gary Oldman.
Very close. In fact, maybe
Prunella.
I'm gonna split the points on that. I'm all right with multiple points on this one.
Let's do it.
Cheers to us.
Prunella is actually a strong woolen fabric used to make religious robes and shoes.
Obviously, very likely. Clearly. Very close to having the shits.
Yes.
Similar.
Indeed. Who is Ruth Wakefield?
Ruth Wakefield. So, she was the inspiration for the candy bar.
Candy bar.
She was a baby that looked like sloth. Get it?
And you guys, bang, bang, Ruth? I like to party naked. Enjoy chewing nougat.
And I'm offended. Stop.
Mama, bad.
She did have a cut.
Brian, trap me.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Ruth Wakefield.
That is Chris Redfield's mother's maiden name, and let me tell you, she'd not make it easy on that guy.
Resident Evil reference, of course, had three bullets and a knife for most of that game.
It's like he got one bottle a month.
That's very inside food.
Make it last, Chris.
You have one diaper for the year.
You're bit already? One spray can the whole game.
Jillian, Ruth Wakefield.
I wish you guys had Masterpiece Theater music to play in the background for this. So I played indoor lacrosse with Wakefield, New Jersey's team because I went to boarding school and they were a public school team. Ruth Wakefield is a descendant of the Wakefields of Wakefield, New Jersey, see, very prominent family. But she was not allowed into the debutante ball of New Jersey. Of New Jersey. Ruth Wakefield is a common whore.
That was a lot of
okay. Okay. Slow okay. builds.
End it there. End it there. I was getting a little bored, but I do enjoy. I'm actually nominating Ruth Wakefield as a common whore for episode title.
It took a long time to get. You were like 2 seconds away from getting this.
Translation: boring.
No, tied it together. Pulled it out at the end.
At the end.
Lou, Ruth Wakefield.
Ruth Wakefield.
Baby Ruth.
Mama, man. You've been bad.
This is tough.
We should have a camera on her. Man. She's making the faces.
She's sloth drunk right now.
I'm not even drunk.
Not drunk.
This is her. We know this, right?
Not you, Ruth.
Daniel just makes faces.
Junk.
Sloth enough drunk. Oh man. All right. Ruth Wakefield is the bitch that they discovered that rule of thumb rule.
Where you gotta beat your wife with a stick bigger than your bigger than your thumb. Okay.
She's the lady who got determined the Ruth of Thumb rule.
I like it.
We actually owe this woman a debt of gratitude. She invented the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, she's my favorite person.
I'm giving Jill the point.
All right, so Jill's got two, Daniel's got one, and me and Lou got zippy.
No.
Lou's got one.
You split with Lou?
Yeah,
Jill and Lou split one. Split. Jill got the second.
Me and Danielle. I'll take a point, but... Me and Danielle are zippies. All right.
Yeah, got to step that game up. We got Brian.
Anagram, right?
Anagram.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
What does DBIA stand for?
Ooh, all right. Douchebags in Action.
Douchebags in Action.
All right.
My favorite charity.
Oh, God, Douchebags in Action. I mean, it is what it is, man.
It's Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, Staten Island.
Right. Staten Island, yeah. Jillian, DBIA.
I'm not going to beat it, so I'm not going to do my whole play, but debutantes in action.
Did you're missing a B.
You're killing me with...
Debutantes in action? Moving on.
Balls in action?
Get me.
Not going to judge you for that one.
Don't judge me.
You're out of the gate strong.
I'm not going to win that.
Lou, DBIA.
DBIA. Duty butter. In the anus.
Wipe.
So when you have Prunella, you suffer from DBIA.
We need Prunella. Hi, do you suffer from DBIA?
And IBS, mm-hmm. It's hand in hand.
Perhaps you need some Prunella.
And then a flush noise or something.
Bah, whoosh!
I guess I know what we're recording after this. Danielle.
Dick balls and asses.
Dick balls and asses. Damn.
Golf clap.
Said with confidence.
Golf clap.
From experience.
Give her the deep B.I.
Are you sure that'll fit?
You mushed the whole unit in there. It's very uncomfortable right. For both parties.
Force it in.
There's plenty of duty butter up there.
It's when you slowly...
Just eating the vanilla and it'll be good.
I got another split point. Danielle and Lou. They worked in conjunction. All right. Jillian.
Yes.
Oh, I should say, I always forget this part. DBIA is the Danish Brotherhood in America.
Not nearly as good as any of the ones we came up with.
No. Is that like the mafia?
Is Dan P a member of that?
The Danish Mafia. Yeah. They don't do much. They make delicious pastries.
Yeah. Oh, we know a couple members of the Danish Mafia. They do plenty.
They try to break up all the Swedish fish.
Mm-hmm. You'll be sleeping with the Swedish fishes. Jillian. Movie. What's it about? Having a Wild Weekend.
A Wild Weekend.
Is that the title of the movie?
Having a Wild Weekend.
That's the title?
That is it.
That's a movie about Danion Wild.
Danion?
Danion. He's just crazy. He's a crazy anthropologist. He had a party. That's all it is.
It's like Project X, but boring.
with anthropological artifacts.
Belongs in a museum.
Yeah. Lou? Having a Wild Weekend?
Having a Wild Weekend is a documentary about the people who go to Comic-Con. Mm. It's like, hey guys, we've been working all week. Ready for that wild weekend?
Let's get the spandex on, guys. Let's go.
You betcha.
I rolled a plus two elf.
Wait, pause.
I'm going to have Stan Lee autograph my memorabilia.
Listen, I'm going to take wear my outfit from Endor. It's going
to be so what's ironic about all this is we go to Comic-Con every year. You're in a Star Wars t-shirt, and you're in a Mario Brothers slash Doctor Who mashup t-shirt.
Stop, we
have no business mocking nerds, considering we're in a room adorned with Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, and Pacific Rim merchandise.
But we can pretend we're not.
With Protea Robot to my right.
It costs $500 too. It's not even cheap.
Stop mocking your people. You're like self-hating
Jews. We are self-hating nerds.
You should see us at Comic-Con.
Now be careful before you knock those preacher action figures off the wall.
I'm just pretentious. Y'all are nerds.
Nerds are like any other kind of people.
I take that
title.
Well, that's where proudly.
That's why I would watch Lou's version of this movie.
Yeah, it's like Knights of Badassdom, only more fun.
Only realistic.
Whoa, I love
it's
that
more
movie.
Realistic.
Only if the physics actually checked out.
Yeah,
Neil deGrasse Tyson weighed in on it.
Those spells weren't genuine.
You couldn't do a fireball with plus four magic. He was lacking mana.
Brian, I'm drinking, don't even know what that
Peter.
Means.
That singer only had plus two charisma.
Right?
No way he would draw that crowd.
Brian, do you understand any of that?
What?
Plus two charisma, ain't that
it's
shit?
Yeah, his, they're trying to make it like a fantasy game.
His eyes are rolled back further than us during his hockey story.
All I can think of is paradigm shift.
Paradigm shift.
Paradigm shift.
All right, moving on. Danielle, what is Having a Wild Weekend?
Obviously the alternate title for The Human Centipede.
Human Centipede 3.
I thought that was good. Brian.
One Wild Weekend was the working title for 127 Hours.
Oh, another good one.
I never saw it.
Biting on
if she didn't say that one first, that would have been the winner.
Yeah.
But I got to give it to Danielle.
Cause nice. It's
good stuff.
Lou?
Yes.
You're up. Did I forget to tell you what Having a Wild Weekend was about?
Yes.
Classic 60s style film about a rock band, the Dave Clark Five, who quit the rat race and run into beatniks and Frankenstein.
Didn't they say
and fucking Frankenstein?
But you didn't expect that.
Oh, they beat the rat race and ran into the Wolfman.
Wolfman.
What are you talking about?
Wait. The Dave Clark Five, did they sing the song that
nobody
was
knows,
Dave Jill. Perry's song?
Nobody knows the answer to that question.
You're not getting an
in
answer
in this room.
No. All right,
this
Lou?
Podcast is not about facts. When are you gonna learn
Wait,
that?
Wait, because it's a 5 o'clock world. And
Lou?
No one understands that reference.
In Key West, Florida, no one is allowed to race what?
Turtles.
Turtles. I
like turtles.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Danielle?
Oh, well, it's a two-part.
I love that answer.
It's a two-part law. Dentures and depends.
Not allowed to race dentures and depends?
No, you're absolutely allowed to race both those things in
not
Key Florida. West.
Brian?
In Key West, they're not allowed to race Margaritaville makers.
Little South Park there.
Key West?
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
And this is in Key West, Florida.
Key West, Florida.
You're not allowed to race to work.
Boom!
Yeah! It's Key West.
Boom goes the dynamite, Jillian.
Conquer Republic.
Oh, no. She went there.
Conquer Republic.
Kaplow. Shut it down. Mic Uncle drop. Luke. Before I may have rushed through that round a little bit because I could not believe for the life of me that Lou got the right answer.
What was it?
So quickly off the top of his head. You can't race turtles.
I was just trying to be like that dumb kid.
Boom!
I like turtles! Like that.
Holy shit.
Turtles!
Lou! Unreal. That's amazing, bro.
Unbelievable. I won't give point values right now. I will say losing the lead.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Jillian second.
Last.
Well, we got a two-way tie for second. Brian, sorry. But you got another couple answers. You got to come strong.
This might be my favorite game, guys.
Let's do it.
This one might be my favorite.
All right, Danielle.
Yeah.
What is the definition of Crokhamshire.
All right, so it is when you're in the Shire, obviously, Crokhamshire, and you get Hobbit envy. So the Hobbit next
envy?
To you. Hobbit envy. It's when the Hobbit who lives in the Hobbit hole next to you has bigger and hairier feet than you. So you choke to fucking life out of them.
You're a nerd. Fucking nerd.
And that is Crookhamshire.
Crookhamshire. Hmm. Brian, Crookhamshire.
Crookhamshire is the hometown of that frog from the WB.
From the WB.
Hello, my lady. Hello. It's a really
I'm not
town.
Racist at all.
It's like super obnoxious town.
Yeah. He had a name.
It was WB Froggers.
No, no, no,
Michigan J.
Michigan J. Frog.
Why do you know that?
Because he was part of like the cartoons, like Saturday cartoons.
Hello,
from the
lady.
WB.
Jillian, Crookhamshire. It's where your mother's from.
Crookhamshire.
Are you coming home to Crookhamshire? You're very well, mother.
Crookhamshire, New Hampshire,
mother.
You must return to Crookham Manor, promptly.
Post haste.
Everyone, shut the fuck
within
up.
Within May fortnight.
You must marry the Duke of Crookhamshire, Jillian.
We'll have bread pudding and everybody shall dance.
Your son will be the Earl of Crookhamshire.
Oh, are we all done now?
Almost.
No, none of this more.
You can go on. Go on.
I'm going to wear my monocle when I go to Crookhamshire. It's appropriate attire for Crookhamshire.
Remember, a Crookhamshire never forgets.
It would be a Crookham, you dumbass.
A Crookham always pays his debts.
The Crookham, remember.
Oh, wow.
Can I change my answer to Crookhamshire? Where Jillian comes
no.
from?
No! Crookhamshire!
I'm about to give myself a point.
Let her answer, please.
Everyone, shut up! Alright? Okay. Alright. Crookhamshire, alright? Uh-huh. That's the 12th district. Within Manhattan's projects, right? Crookham, right? Crookhamshire.
Right in the head.
No. It's between Marcy's and the other one that no one wants to even name at this point, right?
The Pink Projects?
I'm so lost.
I don't know what's going on.
Of course you want me, white boy. Shut the fuck up. All right. Crookhamshire. Crookhamshire.
My word, Chili. Where did you learn such blasphemous language?
We maintain all the chrome that was in within Manhattan and the tri-state area.
The chrome in which we make our shields and swords. Something about rims. Okay, lose third.
Exactly. Now shut the fuck up. You married into Crookhamshire. You do not be the Duke of Chrome.
My blade is made of the finest Crookham steel.
I will take the pair to you.
It could pierce a dragon eyed, it can.
Clearly, Chrome. Ew, like a true pimp, y'all just answered for me.
I love how Jillian's overcompensating by laying on the black a little.
Clearly in Crookhamshire, they're sitting on fat 22s. Okay.
All right, Lou.
God, I don't even want to answer after that.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say something stupid about midgets. But...
All right, Lou. Crookhamshire.
Crookhamshire.
To you.
Man, that is unfortunate. I have to follow that shit. Crookhamshire. It's a sport played by little people.
Polo.
Little
people polo.
They get on tiny little ponies and hit polo balls.
Sheep.
I like it. No, I like tiny
ponies
more. In
the fields of...
Athenry.
Wherever Lord of the Rings is filmed, where is it, like the Netherlands or
New
something?
Zealand?
New Zealand.
It's Boston.
We're showing our nerds.
They ride sheep or something.
The correct definition of Crookhamshire is a vocal affliction, which the letter R is unpronounceable. So it is essentially being Chinese.
Yeah more or less.
That.
Yeah. Ra 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 ra.
You just said R's.
R's.
Oh, it's the opposite of Chinese.
Like,
and they can't pronounce L.
Yeah.
It's not Chinese.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, it's from the, what's that movie?
No, Christmas it's not. It's different. It's a different
Instead
issue.
Instead of saying fa la la la, they say fa ra 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 ra, so they don't have a problem with the R's.
All right, okay.
Just the L's.
All right, points.
Fuckers, get out of here.
I'm going to give myself a point.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, I get an honorary point, which means Lou has deducted a point for being
Lou.
That's just a minus one for Lou. That sucks, dude.
For being
but everybody needs to
weeks.
Get a point on Crookhamshire. Everybody should have a point on Crookhamshire because everybody participated. Right.
Everyone but Lou gets a point.
All right.
Lou gets a minus one.
It's a tie game, everybody.
All right, what's up next?
Sucked on it like a dick.
Vengeance.
Oh, my goodness.
In the butthole. So, Brian, no, you get person. Who is Andrew Jackson Jr.?
Andrew Jackson Jr.? He's a dude that really tried to impede slavery.
Impede it? Meaning he was against slavery? He was trying to stop it?
No, oh, shit. No, I'm sorry. I mean, he was the guy who was trying to like, really help it out. Like he was the dude that was like in the forefront of being like, yo, we should not give these people rights.
He was trying to assist slavery.
Yes. Like, hey, this isn't a bad situation.
No, we got free labor, man. It's a good time.
And they're happy.
Have you seen all this cotton? You know what we pay for this?
I'm swimming in cotton like fucking Scrooge McDuck.
You want to end that?
He used to,
it's very itchy when I swim.
He used to, right in front of all the slaves, just jump into a bale of cotton and be like, woo-hoo.
He's like, yeah, you know what jumping into a cloud is? Because I do.
Jillian?
Brian had it almost right.
Andrew Jackson Jr.?
Andrew Jackson Jr. is the illegitimate and, much like his father, illiterate son of our 16th president, Andrew Jackson.
Our 16th president is Abraham Lincoln.
What was Andrew Jackson? It's
look, look, Ivy League. We couldn't resist. Okay,
you picked the one president why no, except for George Washington. Why no? For facts.
I know 1, 3, and 42. Hey. Damn it.
12th president.
No, I don't know. Like, I know 1 through 3, 16, and then everyone I've been born for. You know, like,
so no. Andrew
Reagan
Jackson,
on.
Yeah. Andrew Jackson was before the '20s.
Yeah, he was in the 1800s.
All right, well, give us your answer.
Yeah. He's the illegitimate, much more illiterate son of Andrew Jackson, who's also pro-slavery. That's all it is.
Oh, so she just added a political bend to your answer. Lou, Andrew Jackson Jr.
Andrew Jackson Jr. He is a fight promoter. Andrew Jackson Jr. He used to be the fastest hands in the West until he got punchy. Now he's just a manager.
You're a bum rock.
I liked where he started strong, full head of steam, yeah. Kind of petered out at the end there, much like Andrew Jackson Jr.'s fight career.
Exactly. He just took too many shots to the head, and now he's like, yeah, just to listen on the radio.
He's not all there.
Danielle?
Andrew Jackson Jr. is the son of Andrew Jackson and a slave. Also, little known fact, first rapper. First pimp slash keeps his pimp hand strong.
What I like the it. Fuck?
I heard I
like
that guy.
What was his rap name?
He's Sir Jack-Slot.
AJ Deuce.
There it is.
He was known to be quoted as, then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit from NWA.
Even though that was like 100 years after he was born.
You think Jay-Z, 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one? Andrew 99. Jackson Jr., he had 107 problems, but a bitch ain't
99
one.
99 problems, but a part that ain't one.
The answer to me is clear on this one, since everyone bit off Brian's answer. Got to give it to the OG.
I get one. All right. I'm good then. Stop looking at me, Trojan.
Where do you think he came up with the answer from?
From the past.
Racism?
Yeah.
From his girlfriend, who's black.
I look he at went you. First.
Whoa!
He okay. Ryan's first. Girlfriend is black!
We talk all the time. It's called pillow talk.
Let me tell you about
she likes whisper sweet.
AJ Deuce.
She no, likes to no, whisper sweet AJ racism Deuce. Nothings right. Into my ear.
Andrew Jackson, I will show you the billboard I made
hey,
for.
Brian.
You mean the 16th president, Andrew Jackson? Yeah.
There's no way. Pillow talk. I gotta call hey. Bullshit, Jillian.
Honey, let me get you in the mood. Have you ever heard of a little lady named Rosa Parks?
There's no fucking way.
What I'm saying okay. Is you're not going in the back of the bus, okay?
Do you guys know why we spell okay instead of okay?
I don't.
Okay? Because Andrew Jackson's fucking illiterate. Oh,
the God. Correct answer is he was a Tennessee inventor who patented eye protectors for chickens. Okay. I believe it's Sigilian. Here's your anagram here.
To be an anagram.
This is a toughie.
This
is a tough one.
Can I get like a whiteboard? Why don't we have whiteboards yet?
I'll just hold up the card. IAWPR.
Holy shit.
Can
this
I
hold is.
Card?
That's a lot.
This is
does the card WPR? Not have the answer on it? Like, I need the part that's not the answer.
IAWPR?
Okay. I got one.
I got it.
It's not the right one, but it's what I believe in. Infants aware white people there's an actual letter there.
Rule.
Racist.
Infants are where white people rule.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Moving along.
Danielle?
I'm not really well.
It definitely stands for inner anal with protective rubber.
Inner anal with protective
boom.
That's what it means.
Damn.
Wow.
Back of the bus.
All right, it's kind of like sickle cell anemia, because it ain't white problems, really.
Being able to get a cab.
Mm-hmm. It ain't white
Lou?
IAWPR is my mantra. I am a weird Puerto Rican.
Boom, and he pays it off. You are, sir. You are.
Thank you. I wanted to make it something about incest, but I couldn't get the last ones.
Incest. Why always... would you want it to be something about incest?
I had incest.
Incest always works.
And then I couldn't get PR.
Pre-recital?
Incest is where the money's made, really.
Yeah.
Incest always warrants prosthetic rectum.
Oh, he's right.
I was halfway there.
Yeah, we all want whiteboards.
He's doing this math problem. We should get index cards or something.
Yeah, right. Like you write this shit out. You got
not that
mine
was the greatest. Not that mine was the greatest, but that was all in my head right there.
I did the Puerto Rican one in my head.
Dude, you're like the AL, I'm like the NL, bro. No DH for me, man. Pitchers got that.
What you've all done is put me in a tough spot because you all had very good answers. I feel Lou paid it off at the end.
Thank you.
I feel like Brian's is better.
Brian, what was yours again?
Yeah. It ain't white people problems.
I'm going to split it.
Wait, it ain't white people
I thought
white
Danielle
really
had a good
problems?
One, too.
Really, really. It ain't white people problems, really.
It ain't white people. It ain't white people problems, really.
People problems, really.
Yeah, you got to go back in the show. I had it when
he said it.
He said
it's like sickle cell anemia.
Like,
it ain't
you're asking me to rehash
really.
It after I said it.
It ain't white people problems, really.
Right.
Sickle cell, you know.
It's actually the International Association of Water Polo Referees.
That's a thing.
Like I said.
It ain't white people problems. Really. Lou.
Yes, sir.
What is the movie Rule Number 3?
Mm. Well, let me break it down for you like this. The third rule is...
There are no rules.
You don't talk about Fight Club.
The third rule is you never go ass to mouth.
That's a good rule.
Halfway through the movie, you learn sometimes you go ass to mouth. That's the movie.
I saw Clerks too.
Yeah.
Danielle, rule number 3.
Rule number 3 is when you hear this noise, you should probably just relax a little bit.
That's what the movie's about.
Yep.
It's a porno.
Whenever I hear that, I'm pretty relaxed.
Yo, hard. Woo, she's choking on it. Yeah.
I love that movie. Deep Throat Gangbangs 5. Rule number 3.
Rule number 3 is the third Gremlins movie where they introduce the third rule. You don't get them wet. You don't pee them after midnight. And you don't fucking let them watch Looney Tunes because they got crazy ideas.
Like, then you end up with Gremlins 2.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Rule number 3 is Gremlins 3.
Jillian?
Per usual, this is for the 1%ers who are listening. You have the heir, you have the spare, and they have the third one. You do whatever the fuck you want after the third in line to
this
the
is
throne.
This is a movie.
What's
yes.
Right now?
Yes, and this is a documentary with the third in line to whatever fucking throne he thinks he has as worthy.
Is it the lens? It's the throne of Krogenstein because I've claimed it. I have my crown of Krogenstein.
Hey, the third son of Krogan has no right to the throne.
I am the third daughter of Krogan, I rule.
By Hill's heart, I stab thee, Krogenshire.
It's my turn, mother! You promised! Sorry, Jillian.
You almost had it right.
But you were the third born! You are heir to the mule!
You guys have it almost right. It's where you're third born, so you have all the power, but none of the responsibility. So do all the coke you want and fuck all the prostitutes you want. No one cares.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the land of Krogenshire.
It's like the sequel to The Wolf of Wall Street. Do all the coke you want, fuck all the prostitutes you want.
Just takes exactly. Place in 1802.
All right, we're off the rails.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I forgot everyone's answers because I'm back in the mystical land of Krogenshire.
Gremlins 3, the third rule.
I'm going to give myself another point.
Yeah.
I'm a dull out point.
Give yourself a point.
I'm just really enjoying Krogenshire.
Krogenshire is amazing. I want to live in Krogenshire.
I'm going to go Gremlins 3. I like Gremlins 3.
Gremlins 3.
The third rule.
Rule number 3.
Don't let him get loony.
Don't put a finger in a mogwai.
Bugs Bunny is in it. All
right, final one. Brian, I believe this is to you.
What am I, fucking Croconshire liver over here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lou started with rule 3. All right. Rule 3 is actually a true story based on the life of a con artist who scammed over $9 million over a 15-year period.
What was the name of it?
Yeah, what?
That was rule number 3.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were giving us, like, the next
Say
one.
Say it again.
Final question. Mm-hmm. In Joliet, Illinois, it is illegal for any woman to try...
To receive oral sex?
Hmm.
Very bad over there. With
the stingy Illinois. On the cunnilingus.
Yeah, it's Illinois.
To cast the vote. Yes. Just like throw it away. Who cares? Who's prettier? <Yeah.
laughs> I have my crown. I'm the prettiest.
In Joliet, Illinois, it's illegal for a woman to receive a salad not composed of mayonnaise.
Whoa.
Mayonnaise is disgusting. It's middle America. Fuck off.
That's Illinois.
A salad composed of mayonnaise. Like, middle America? It's middle America.
Is that just mayonnaise?
This is outskirts of Chicago.
Can I have a Caesar salad, please? Mayonnaise dressing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you not know how they make salad in America?
Would you like kale, spinach, or mayonnaise?
Just mayonnaise, salad really.
With a side of mayo?
Throw some bacos on it, please.
Wait.
Would you like onion, tomato, or mayonnaise?
Can I just get a bowl of mayonnaise with croutons and bacos?
No, side of mayonnaise?
Can I get some extra mayonnaise on the side, yeah.
Don't you over there.
I'm sorry, that comes with Dijonnaise.
What?
In middle America, every salad that they know exists, it composes a mayonnaise.
Like I feel like it composes salad. Of lettuce.
Yes, I mean, that's
not
I
the
mean.
Main ingredient, though.
I don't know where you think Illinois is, but it's not necessarily right there.
I mean, I've 16th, been to Illinois. Our 16th,
it's fucking middle America. When you're outside it's Chicago, Kentucky. It's milk.
Our 16th.
Oh, fuck you.
Our president. Our 16th president is from there.
Yeah, our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, is from Illinois.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck you,
you mean,
all.
You mean Al. And I Andrew Jackson. It.
Al Jefferson?
Al Jefferson Jr. The fight promoter.
Smooth Al Jefferson Jr. 16th president of Cool Cigarettes.
I feel like he needs like a steam song.
I'm dying. I'm actually right. crying right now.
Lou.
Yes.
In Joliet, Illinois, it is illegal for any woman to try.
Thinking.
You see what happens when that happens.
Woman, are you trying to form an idea again? You know what I told
I'm
you about that.
I'll slap you. Come over here so I can smack you.
All right. We have thinking. We have voting. We have, what was yours?
I don't, cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus. Receiving. And we have mayonnaise salads.
Yeah. That went over everyone's head.
What? You got the most laughs.
I'm giving her the point.
Because no one understands me.
No, you got the point.
Jillian gets the point.
What are you mad about?
And actually, I'm working on my abs right now.
I
want
to say, what do you expect when you say mayonnaise salad?
I'll try it at the Yale Club next week.
That's you see me right now? I'm actually, there's actual tears.
Coughed up like a lung.
Oh, shit.
I'm writing down, like, episode titles, and right now it's
You're
between.
Not writing down anything.
It's between Croconshire and mayonnaise salad.
Yeah. How about just the Croconshire mayonnaise salad?
I like okay. the mayonnaise salad.
Yeah. Okay. Right. We have our standings here.
Yeah.
We have number one. Well, let's go back to forward. In last place, I'm sorry, Danielle.
It's okay.
With 3.
But you have 3. A lot of people come not in.
This is a strong, strong Boulder Dash round. Mm-hmm. I should say in last place me. Because I did.
I mean, all of your points.
I awarded myself a point for one thing.
Did you really participate?
No.
You're judging.
But
he
I'm
had,
very.
He had Croconshire, right?
I just enjoyed that so much. Oh, that
Croconshire, I think it's going to live on forever.
Mm. All right, so Danielle, you got 3.
Oh, fuck.
Brian and Jillian tied at 4 points apiece.
Wow.
And eking it out with 5. Lou actually pulled ahead in the end and won.
Ooh, it was the crazy best. Puerto Rican.
The crazy Puerto Rican put him
weird
over the top.
Weird Puerto Rican. Ever keep you
down. And the fact that I think I negated his negative point.
Can't
but...
sing more than that.
I got
cost
you.
Us.
You want me to do it?
No, I don't want to pay those niggas anything.
Why don't we take a quick ad break?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello, this is Satan. The Lo-Fi Show asked me to do a promo for them. See, as it seems like they're destined to be spending a lot of time with me in the future, I happily obliged. Do you like the devil's music? Take a listen to this.
God has fallen in love with you. God has fallen in love with you.
Are you ready for some hedonistic fun?
Come is sexy.
Hey, baby. You want to hear about the day and come?
It's raining come.
Come is your best friend.
Cum is the only thing I've got left.
That is not true. I have never farted cum.
I'm cum drunk.
Are you tired of podcasts that are filled with latent homosexuality? There will be none of that at the Lo-Fi Show. Tony B and Matt are men's men in the world of podcasting.
Let's go eat some penis.
How big is your dick when you can actually serve more than one person?
If I just happen to be laying down and all of a sudden I have this fucking dick shoved in my mouth.
Yeah, but I can't swallow it, asshole.
You fag.
Would you rather have it go into your mouth or your eye?
My mouth. It feels like it's this big old lump of meat down my throat. Anal.
Good old fashioned butt fucking.
Butt fucking like they used to do in the 70s.
Go to thelofishow.com. Follow them on Twitter @thelofishow. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, or anything that plays your favorite podcasts. Do it now. Satan commands you.
Yeah, those are buddies at the Lo-Fi Show.
You think we could get the Lo-Fi Show to do a heavy metal rendition of Hail Crokinshire?
Crokinshire! You know what? They probably could because they used to play, at least I think they might still play. Although they're very, they don't talk about themselves in a positive light. Check out our boys at the Lo-Fi Show, and that's spelled L-O-F-I. So... Just get it right. Lo-Fi Show. Good fellas over there.
What would you guys rather do? We got two things coming up. We got stupid people, of course.
Right.
But we do have some B news.
We have some what?
B news.
B news.
I've been not here for a while.
I don't even know what B news is.
It stems from my love of bees.
Bees!
I say we finish with B news.
I feel like stupid people wins every time.
Stupid people.
B news is just a thing I enjoy. It's buzz. My passion project.
Why don't we do
it's
both?
The buzz.
It's the buzz.
Can't we just do both?
You got it, honey.
All
right. Oh! This is a puntastic.
You're definitely in the right business.
Oh, shit!
Oh. Wow.
Okay, hit it.
That was a good stinger, Pete. A woman hidden.
Stupid people. Ba 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 da 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 da.
Stupid people.
All right. Again, thank you, Lou. Mm-hmm. Sending me these stories. Always a big help. Credit where credit's due. Who's used Tinder?
Justin.
Yeah.
I'm saying in this room.
Nobody.
Nobody. No. I've known people, though.
Tinder's not bad.
Swipe left, bro.
It does.
Swipe right.
Yeah.
Left?
Right. Yeah,
left.
Left. Stuck up, bitch.
Left
is bad. Right.
Left good. Means you don't want to hook up.
I want to say friend of the show, Brad, always swipes right on that ching chong bing bong.
Yes, he does.
And friend of the show, Dan, swipes right no matter what.
Yeah, well.
He swears right and left.
Again, here's what I'm going to say about that. Right. I'm not going to say anything about that.
You can't put a price on good pussy.
Exactly.
Sound drops. We have those.
Yep.
So what would you do if you were in these people's situations? So a guy swipes right, sees a girl, kind of cute, looks a little too much like him.
What?
Like him?
Oh, it's swipes already right. It's his sister, right?
Long lost sister.
Was that Jason and Justine Bateman?
No, and neither was it Angelina Jolie and her creepy brother.
They full out make out.
They fucked.
James Haven.
So they had a...
What's his name?
Ew, you know this shit.
Yeah.
I know everything. Oh,
he's like, I'm Angelina Jolie's sister.
Chicks know this shit.
His brother. Brother, I should say.
I like that he corrects himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Krogan Child, we marry our first cousins.
Bumpin' cousins.
And we call them Krogan cousins.
Krogan cousins. That needs to be on the flag for Krogan Child, by the way.
We fuck cousins.
That's a sound.
It's like two begrudging adolescents with their families, just like, come on.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of all the Game of Thrones, like winter is coming, fire and blood. We fuck cousins. Yeah.
Can Loki
ignore the blood?
Wait, no.
Hear
wait.
Me roar. All right, well, back to the story. They're not that stupid when you really think about it, because they didn't know. They were separated at early childhood. The kind of creepy part is
did they fuck?
That this guy was macking it to her pretty hard at first before they finally put two and two together. So there may be the possibility of some really gross things happening. Yeah, that right there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were safe.
Whoa, mashup!
Oh, that was actually not
I'm
bad.
Sure God will forgive them. I'm sure God will forgive them, and there will be no offspring. Everything's fine.
Because we have
therapy.
We do not have a forgiving God.
Yeah, I was going to say, God does not forgive.
No, he's not a fan of that shit.
God definitely points a finger.
He smites.
I feel like he's just not a fan of human beings.
There's a lot of smiting.
I'm sorry, was everyone here raised in a Catholic church except for me?
Catholic. I'm still confused about...
I went to Catholic school.
Yeah. Born again.
Well, you know Lou was 100%.
Nothing but New Testament's a love and forgiveness.
Oh, you were followers of the sequel.
Wait.
Julian had a purple-black Jesus above her mantle.
I was going to say, like...
Pouring out of 40.
I thought you said...
with two tears.
Yo, this is for my dead homies, yo.
What?
He entered church just pouring old E out for the homies?
He had two nails tattooed on his cheek.
Yep.
Oh, wow. But I thought you said like you were raised on like hoodoo.
Yeah, weren't you hoodoo?
Yeah, with some hoodoo, yeah.
But where does the Old Testament come in that point?
No, there's no old. It's New Testament.
But where does that come in for hoodoo? I thought that was all like fucking chicken bones and...
reading goat guts.
And snake skins and shit.
Okay, hi.
You're all pigs. She was born a snake handler, she'll die a snake handler.
Yeah, hi. Voodoo,
like some lady in like dashiki or something?
Would you like me to explain?
Yes,
hoodoo
please.
Hoodoo and voodoo were a mixture of African religion and Christianity mixed together.
Hold on, I'm going to drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Do it.
Because when you say hoodoo, I think like Papa Shango.
You think that hoodoo, that voodoo you know, that you do
some
so well?
Some dude with like a skull painted on his face.
Which is mixed in with Christian religion. Yeah.
Mixed with Christian? I didn't know.
Yeah, slaves mixed in their African religion with Christian religion that was forced upon them and kind of came into this kind
of
stuff.
See, I was raised in a conjunction of Christianity, Star Wars mythology,
and
pornography.
Mm.
I went to Catholic school. This is what happens when you send your children.
The cleansing power of the puss.
She wears chlamydia.
I have chlamydia on my head.
Literally,
not even a joke.
Someone take a picture.
That'll
of that.
Be good. That'll be good for the audio.
Yeah, nobody's gonna know what I'm talking about.
All right, let's see
Pete
the next story.
Used to pray to the butthole.
I still do. Still do in the butthole. And we say unto his name
in the butthole. Yeah. Pete, you have sinned, so you must give us 30 Hail Marys.
In the butthole.
And 15 tongue punches to the butthole. Blah, blah, blah.
Whoa. All
right, so
I may not be Catholic, but now I know that is wrong.
It happens in every religion.
It's the Church of the Holy Circle.
Does it happen when you're a born-again Christian?
The Church of the Holy Butthole.
Yeah. Our Father, who art in butthole, hallowed be thy butthole.
Thy butthole come.
In butthole come, thy will be done in the butthole.
In Groganshire.
Give us this day our daily butthole, and forgive us our butthole trespasses. And lead so us not into buttholes, but deliver us from buttholes.
And so Amen. God Amen. Delivered unto us
I believe
a
that,
plague of hemorrhoids.
I do believe that is probably the most blasphemous I've done on the show. And in life.
Yeah. But although I will say for your religion, there is still the great wall, the great flood that has to be separated by Moses.
The great flood
of duty.
It's called the brown tides of the Red River.
Right. Oh, woo. Oh, shit. Woo. Literally.
A lot of dookie jokes today.
He parted the brown seas.
That's a slave trade, no?
The brown seas. Oh, and quietly, the most racist thing said tonight.
The brown seas.
Oh, shit. Are we going full preacher? Full preacher. Too bad I wasted all my good stuff.
Oh, Lord.
The Lord looked down from above, and he said, I part the brown seas.
And his brown eye winked upon humanity. Said, I give you the blessings of that chocolate starfish. Of the burn hole.
I will dress your schoolgirls in short skirts and tights.
So when they bend, you may catch a glimpse of the brown eye.
You will wear the patent leather shoes so you can see the reflection of the pussy upon your foot.
And so Brown Moses came down from the mountain with the 2-ply quilted
tissues.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's butthole. Thou shalt not worship false buttholes.
What?
What's it for?
Oh, and you better believe there's a burning bush in this place. Oh, gonorrhea. Oh.
No, chlamydia. It's chlamydia. It's chlamydia.
I thought gonorrhea burns you too, according to the old
belief. Oh, shit. Oh, do you mean baby Jesus?
Woo. Yes, I do.
Put a disclaimer on this one.
Oh, wow.
Truly, it looks incredibly uncomfortable.
Grace,
oh, yes.
How deep can we
all right,
get into that butthole? I once was lost, but then I found a really nice butthole.
Yo, that shit's tight.
Oh. Brothers and sisters of the Butthole Brotherhood, I implore you,
brothers and sisters,
let me get an amen.
Reach down, touch your toes,
little nuggets of the gospel.
Spread them cheeks for the Lord.
I've seen the Holy Spirit, and it's brown. Deliver me from darkness and send me into the color of brown.
Send me into way more darkness. Into the butthole.
Oh, wow.
We should move on. It's a very angry person.
Oh, wow. All
right, let's move on.
I've got the vapors.
You got a case of the vapors?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I see a joke.
I am now high priest of the Butthole Church of Croganshire.
Oh, Croganshire. Lord Rostermouse.
Hold on.
Lord of the Croganshire.
Let me write down on my list of possible names. Butthole Church.
Let me just see that giant Rasta mouse that's over there, though.
Oh, you keep dropping shit when we give it to you.
I'm not gonna. You know, can't it's be just trusted. My phone. Oh, hi. Zubadubaduma.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Zubadubadanga.
Whatever.
Duh.
It's Kalili made of cheese.
Alright, so what's up the next, man?
Mm.
Wow.
Don't cut a word of that.
Yeah, seriously.
Lou. This isn't necessarily a stupid person, mm-hmm. but I get why you sent it to me.
Yeah.
Because somebody found out I had to make deep-fried, bacon-covered Oreos.
Oh, my God.
I gotta say, that does not sound good.
Are they trying to kill people?
Yes.
You know, it's so good.
I got a feeling like, you know, obviously bacon is amazing. Obviously chocolate is amazing. I don't know about mixing both of those.
I'm just going to show the photo.
It doesn't look natural.
Lou, it comes out fantastic. They look like I'll tell tacos. You that much.
I'm willing to try it, but it doesn't look... I mean, obviously...
That's a heart attack.
That's a heart attack.
Yeah, obviously, it's a quick way to the grave. But it doesn't look tasty, I got to say.
It doesn't. No, it looks like a messy taco.
Like the nastiest thing since fucking fried butter.
You just like take a stick of butter and fry it?
Yeah, they cover it in like the batter, and then they just give you a full stick.
That's what he says.
It's fucking... Yeah.
In the butter.
Yeah.
To the elbow.
What do you want?
I'm going to give you a full stick.
All right, let's move on to the next one. We got a truck driver who wasn't too careful about his drug deal. Considering he traded his entire truckload of $50,000 worth of lunch meat for a little crack cocaine.
Damn. You want like a buttload of turkey, bro?
Yo, bro, I got this ham.
What do you want for that ham?
You gotta haggle. You gotta haggle.
Yo, can I get two rocks for this liverwurst?
You gotta haggle those. Is that honey baked ham? Oh, it's smoked ham. Nah, that's not what I'm in the mood for.
Look, man, I really need some crack bad. What you got? What you got? What do you say?
Suck your dick.
I don't need you to suck my dick, fool. What do you got? What do you got?
Cold cuts.
I got some
pimento loaf. What kind of cold cuts? You got my attention, son.
Oh, smoked ham.
You got any turkey breast? You got any olive loaf?
Like a Genoa pimento salami loaf. And a half a meatloaf.
All right, you have my attention on meatloaf.
First of all, can we just discuss what... Did you say $50,000 of...
An entire truck's worth.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah. 50 grand of worth of lunch meat.
I just...
That's a lot of baloney, guys.
What boggles my mind is, like, even though it's 50 grand worth, what the fuck are you going to do with that?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to eat it.
They're gonna Robin Hood. They're going to feed the neighborhood.
A lot of sandwiches.
Like, you cannot sell that fast enough.
But I will trade you this pound of bologna for that crack rock.
It's not a sellable thing. It's just making a lot of sandwiches.
Yeah. My favorite part of the whole thing, though, was his excuse when police caught him. He said he inadvertently traded his rig of lunch meat to two men who offered him crack cocaine. It was totally inadvertent. I seem to have misplaced my liver.
Most people do not approach you with crack cocaine unless you go to a spot where people are like, hey.
Well, it's a truck stop. A lot of shady shit happens.
Yeah.
Hookers, cocaine,
lunch
meats. Yeah. Lunch meats.
But they said when the cops found him, he was eating like a ham sandwich.
The guy came
lunch meat sandwich.
He had $57,000 worth of lunch meat. He
there
kept.
Was a lot of it was confused.
Squirreled a little bit away.
A lot of it was confused. The guy came up. He's like, yo, man, I got some lunch meat to trade. He's like, the drug dealer was like, you got it on rye? He's like, I got it on rye. And then... They both shook heads for a while, and he's like, I'm literally talking about lunch meats. He's like, I thought you were talking about like something else. I looked like heroin, bro. That's what we were selling.
It actually does say right here, Lou. Officers told the station they found Bowen, the guy, near the truck eating a lunch meat sandwich.
Like, what the fuck?
He was eating a ham on rye.
It's the epitome of getting caught red-handed.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
You get caught ham-handed.
His face... Meanwhile, his face was covered in blow. That's it for stupid people.
All right. So what we got left here?
We're going to do the bees.
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 Buzz.
Truck of bees tipped over, spilled crazy amounts of bees all over the highway. Oh, my God. This is my nightmare.
Not clowns?
Up to 128 hives of honeybees. Agitated.
Can you spill...
Stumbling out of a car wreck.
Can you spill bees by the hive?
Oh, yes you can.
Yeah.
Lots of bees. And when questioned about... I love bee news. When questioned, the sergeant of the police department nearby... This is by Seattle, by the way. When asked for comment, he said... Everybody's been stung.
The last words of the colony were, save the queen. Who's the queen? I'm the queen. No, you're not.
Was it the queen of...
Kurogenshire!
The bees of Kurogenshire are not to be trifled with.
I get this chlamydia off my head.
I still got like butt on the brain. Because I was like, is he going to say like bumble butt hole or something?
Kurogenshire!
Bumble butthole.
All right,
the church of the butthole of Kurogenshire worship the queen bee.
You know what? Like
we have a multi-layered mythology.
I like it.
The funniest thing about this story was towards the end, they're like, And what happened to the remaining bees? We're not going to sugarcoat it. They got killed.
They buzzed off.
Not going to honeycomb it.
Fire department.
We're not going to honeycomb it.
But yeah, it's legit what they say. Like, no, they're dead.
It was a swarm of problems.
They are dead.
Well, we need to call this a night.
All
right. We've been going for a bit.
Are we?
So before we go, let's try and figure out a name for this thing.
Okay.
Shit was funny.
Hashtag.
That's a classic.
All right, Lou. So since you started.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I don't know. Church of the Butthole.
I got a long one.
Go for it.
I got a long one. Wait, hold on. I just lost it. Give me a second.
I got this good one. Okay, it's amazing.
I gotta get it.
It's gone now.
The mayonnaise salad of Crokinshire. Land of the Butthole.
Oh, you stole mine.
That sounds like a movie.
I have a... Mine sounds was long, too.
Sounds
mine,
like a whole franchise of movies.
Yeah.
Mine was the Great Queen Bee Feast of the Mayonnaise Salad during the Butthole Church celebration of Crokinshire.
That's the Lifetime version of what she just said.
That sums up the entire thing.
Now, what I'm about to say is gross in any way you say it. Mayonnaise mouthful.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
mayonnaise. Ooh.
You like that, don't you? You would, you beast.
You like that, won't you?
Thank you, Vincent.
Jillian?
Mine's not the title. It's a disclaimer.
Hashtag fuck you, heathens.
No. It's
burn in hell!
No, it was actually the opposite. It was the no one here is racist and no one here is sexist. Please don't tattle on us.
Dot, psych.
I feel good about tonight. Lou, you'll piece together something.
Of course.
Of those. We're all in the same ballpark. They all involve the great land of Crokinshire. The great delicious meal we all know is a mayonnaise salad. The religious institution we all hold dear, the Butthole Church.
I want to say that this is the first time I've seen Danielle rip roaring drunk in like a while.
I'm not even
I don't think she's drunk.
She's just happy.
Danielle's rip roaring.
I think she's just having a fucking good time.
If I was rip roaring drunk, you would know it.
Yeah.
Why?
You have to carry her to her car and call somebody.
This is not drunk.
Look,
I am not drunk.
Now, true.
She's like, you're all pigs. You're all pigs.
Now, it's true. She did drink more than Dave Namer did.
Anyway, the dogs drank more than that guy did.
All right, ready?
This was fun.
Pete takes out our little plugs here.
Follow us on Facebook. Check out Lou's Drawings. Like us on there. Check us out on Twitter at PIB Comics. Check out the YouTube. Check out the, I'm totally distracted.
Right, check out our coming, soon-to-be future pictures of Crokinshire.
Yeah. They'll be on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram.
Stitcher.
Tumblr.
PodcastNation.net.
And anywhere podcasts are heard.
Are sold.
Oh, sold.
Coffee balls.
Yeah. Are your balls hot as the Dickens?
In Crokinshire.
Has she heard? Yeah. Has she heard?
Snowballs? I don't know if she has heard that.
Play that when we're done. So yeah, everywhere you can follow us because we're great. Yeah. So for myself, and Brian, and Lou, and Danielle, and Jillian, close the door behind you.
Money, no whip, oh piss, growing up, I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit, might as well rip it out, got a dream, I ain't giving now, that's what it's all about, all these fucking people tell me who I gotta be, oh fuck you motherfucker, you're my enemy, all I need is 5 minutes to remember me, send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is bleed, it's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit, you'll dig your own dick.
Stars of Gaston, the stars.